Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fired Up with CJ, we have Bragini Michaels, our international recognized speaker in behavioral change, again, talking about today, the topic is jealousy and envy. Welcome, Bragini.
Thank you, CJ. It's nice to be here yet again.
Yeah. For those of you who aren't familiar, Bragini has now done, we've talked about anger and guilt and shame, and now we're talking about jealousy and envy.
Mm-hmm.
So all your favorite topics of as Bragini aptly put it, of self-hatred. All the ways we hate ourselves.
Or stated positively, the obstacles to finding self-love.
Oh, okay, that's another way to put it. Okay, so let's start off with defining what is envy and jealousy. Are they different? How are they different? What are they?
Well, they are different in the sense that with envy, you are looking outside of yourself and wanting things that other people have, but it's okay with you that they have them. You just want them for yourself. So you're envious.
Okay.
You see somebody with a car, or a great body, or a handsome husband or wife, and you say, ooh, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no desire for them not to have it. Jealousy, on the other hand, is where you really don't want the other person to have either what you have,
mm-hmm.
or you don't want them to have what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they have success, you want their success and you want them not to have it. So there's a distinction between jealousy and envy. Jealousy usually has a third person involved. It's usually around people more than anything. Mm-hmm. And envy can be anything. Just anything that you want at all. But there's no desire that the other person lose what they have in order for you to gain it.
Right.
Okay. So if I want success, I don't need you to be a failure in order for me to be happy as
right.
long as I get. But if I'm jealous and I have success and you have it too, I don't want you to have it.
Right. Okay. So one has this kind of, I'm going to take you down as my personality to take. I'm going to take you down. You have what I want and I'm going to have to take you down.
And get back what I want.
Yes.
I want that. You can't have it.
Yes. This is the
that's the jealousy.
This is the two kids in a playground fighting over a truck.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Same thing. Okay, so what happens when we are jealous? What are things that we typically do? What are strategies that people do when they're feeling jealousy or envy? What are behaviors that you would see?
Well, it depends on how outrageously jealous you are. I can remember back in my history where I did all the things you read about in novels and see in movies. Crazy
women.
Oh,
that's your juicy one. You're a crazy woman.
Crazy woman, okay. Jealous of the man in her life, didn't want him speaking to another woman, much less having a cup of coffee or tea. Now, some number of years later, I'm much better now, but it resulted in a great deal of, shall we say, dramatic encounters.
Oh, wait, let's go back. Don't even fast forward past that. Let's hear one of your juicy tirades.
Oh, using my key and to get into his house, going in when I knew he was there with another woman to see what I could catch him in the act, right? And then say, aha, see? And then I could blame him for all the things that he did wrong. So, and to let her know specifically that she could not have what was mine, which was him.
Oh,
that's jealousy in a very not pleasant
way. Well, did you catch him in the act?
Well, if you consider an act being sitting there talking with someone over a cup of tea, yeah.
I caught you taking a sip with that other woman.
Of course, jealousy in this kind of context, of course, is obviously a result of someone's own insecurity about something.
Right.
Now, that once you grow a little bit and you understand that, then it's much easier to let your partners or your friends have other friends in their lives, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's making the other person wrong, judging them, whatever their behavior is kind of wrong. That seems to be one kind
mm-hmm.
of common strategy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the other one we talked about this before about justification, like, oh, it's fine. It's
mm-hmm.
good. It's fine that I'm not XYZ, beautiful, young, whatever, because that would just make me, or the classic one is, it's fine that I'm not beautiful because then I probably couldn't be beautiful and smart or, right.
This relates a little bit more to envy than it does to jealousy
mm-hmm.
because envy is more, I just am so sad that I don't have what you have. Your success, your beauty, your gorgeous physicality,
mm-hmm.
your car, your house, your 2.5 children.
You have the 0.5.
I want those things, but deeply, it's fine with me that you have them. That's right. The difference with envy. But the reason, now the justification why I can't have those or why I don't go for them is because I don't deserve them, or I could never be beautiful enough or rich enough or successful enough to reach that level. So in envy, there's a more obvious quality of my lack is more up in the front. Whereas with jealousy, it's more about how dare you do that to me? That's mine. It's more of a fighting stance.
Yeah,
jealousy.
One feels like more powerful, not powerful, but kind
it's
of
more aggressive.
Aggressive. Mm-hmm. And the other one is kind of more passively powerless. Kind of
yes,
feeling.
Although never underestimate the power of someone who's envious being passively aggressive.
Yeah, to aggressively, passively aggressive.
Yes, but then it actually does switch a little bit into envy can flow into jealousy. They kind of travel together an awful lot of the time,
yeah.
Jealousy and envy.
Yeah. So why should we even care about jealousy and envy? Why is there a problem with this?
Well, underneath jealousy and envy, of course, is a sense of scarcity, believe it or not. There's a sense of greed. There is not enough. And if you could tune into your own body, if you could think of something right now that you have jealousy about or envy about, you can feel a certain grabbing quality, a contraction and a leaning forward to get it quality in your actual physical being.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of tells you, kind of gives you a hint that what's going on the inside is you're not living in an abundant universe at that moment,
right.
All right? There's not enough for everybody, and it's not okay that other people have things you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what's wrong with having that mindset?
Which one? The
scarcity? One where it's like that's scarce. I mean, a lot of people do have that mentality.
There's nothing wrong with it except it creates a great deal of suffering. That's the only thing. If you want to believe that scarce universe, that's fine, and it generates certain behaviors, right?
Right.
What I see in my office is people who are unhappy with the outcome of living in a universe of scarcity.
Right. So they suffer because it's like, it just feels so scary, or why is it that they suffer?
It's not so much scary as it is in this context we're talking about. It's more about greed. There's not enough to fill the hole on the inside that
right.
I feel in a universe of scarcity. Because why would we care whether the universe was abundant or scarce if we felt full and complete on the inside? So we are assuming that if you look deep enough, you're going to find some hole, some emptiness on the
right.
inside, that we as a culture look to the outside to fill up. We look for acquisition to fill up the hole on the inside. In our culture, in most Western cultures,
yeah.
That's sort of the general unspoken, if not very clearly spoken, strategy.
Yeah.
Get, receive, make a lot of money, have a lot of good things, get status, get beauty, go to the gym, have firm muscles,
right.
Drive a good car, have a 401k, you know, get it all together, and then you won't feel that hole on the inside. But instead we say, then you'll be happy.
Yeah, greedy bastards.
There you go. That was a perfect example of jealousy and envy. Those greedy bastards, they have it all, and I don't have it. That was very good, CJ.
It just emanated out of me, just grew and leaped at you. Okay, so what we were doing is quickly defining what jealousy and envy is. And so let me see if I can do a recap. Jealousy is when someone has something that you want and you want to take it away from them, right? Envy is, you know, you can have that quality, but I would like to have that quality too. So there isn't this kind of like, give me that and you must suffer. But,
right.
But it sounds like the things that they have in common are that there is this gap, this feeling of less than, not the world. The fundamental thing that they have in common is a feeling of scarcity, a lack of abundance, and a gap that they're trying to fill in with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, that's the similarity. And the behaviors that you may find yourself doing is either justification and going into a passive stance in the case of envy, where you say, you know what, I don't have that, and here's a list of reasons why, or here's the reasons why I don't deserve that, or here's the reasons why I shouldn't even bother getting it. That's
correct.
The envy position. And then the jealousy is going and accusing someone of being wrong and wanting to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did I get it right?
You got it right,
all
as
right.
far as I can tell. You
all
bet.
Right, so that's jealousy and envy. Ragini Michael is an international recognized expert and a marketplace mystic on Fire It Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, how can you increase your awareness that you're being envious and jealous? If you want to know more about Ragini or listen to shows like this, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com.